God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Andy, what's going on this morning?
So my husband just admitted to me that he's been Facebook messaging with his ex-girlfriend from high school from like 20 years ago.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, saying what?
Yeah, well, he said he jokes innocent and they're just being corny. Both happily married now. I wouldn't have told you this if it was anything bad. And he says it brings energy to our relationship.
But what exactly did it say?
Reminiscing and kind of in a flirty way, like, oh, remember this and the times we had, you know, it's just flirting, you know? I don't think I'm overreacting. I think it's totally inappropriate.
All right, hold on. Let's call him, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Robert?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, it's Anna on Raven at Star 99.9. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're excellent. Hey, man, it's the Honda of Westport Couples Court. I want to let you know that we got a phone call this morning from Andy, who told us about your somewhat sweet, cheeky, flirtatious messages with your girlfriend from 20 years ago. What's going on?
No. This is so ridiculous.
I just got to ask, man. I mean, what's going on? First off, what are you doing messaging? Second off, why are you telling your wife?
Why wouldn't I tell my wife? She's my wife. And it's not a girlfriend. It was a friends with benefits. Like, she keeps on, like,
you think that's better? You think that's better?
It's not a big deal. It's like old friends cutting up, and she's freaking out about this thing.
Man, I think it would have even been better if it was an old girlfriend. Wow.
Friends with
benefits. Well, I mean, come on, man. Are we not all adults? Can we not have, you know what I mean? Like, this is so absurd. I feel like I actually feel like I'm back in high school.
Yeah, but
the way my wife is acting.
Come on. You haven't been married a day. Like, you know the game. Don't act like we're crazy. I mean, come on. How would you feel if she was having that kind of conversation with her old boyfriend?
I mean, she still talks to her old boyfriend, Jonathan. I'm not the one who's got jealousy issues. It's whatever, you know? Everybody's Facebook friends with everybody. It's not some crazy consistent thing.
I talk to my ex barely. Like, we're just friends on Facebook. Okay. I don't do their flirt with them.
So she's, you know, so she's listening to the whole thing?
Well, yeah, that's kind of how it works.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, awesome.
But we don't really talk, you know, we're just friends on Facebook.
You've never talked to Jonathan.
She's not complaining that you're friends with her. She's complaining about the flirty, private, direct messages that you sent to her. You did send those to her, correct?
I wish I'd never used that word. Flirty as in, like, you can't not, you know, if you've at some point in your life slept with somebody and there was a situation that's anecdotal and that was funny and it involved, you know, a hookup at the end of the night or whatever, like, it's not flirty, but I mean, like, you can't help but have that piece of nostalgia be part of the story. It's not a big deal. Like, it's just reminiscing for a little bit. I'm not trying to hook up.
Yeah, but you know, you've been messaging, like, this one time you have a reminiscing conversation that's great, but then you guys have been talking, like, almost every night.
Well, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Robert, that it's not a big deal. You wouldn't have told your wife about it if it was a big deal, and maybe she is overreacting just a little bit, but they may see your point, Andy, like, just because you brought it up, you think it's light, doesn't make it right. Do you guys both agree to listen where our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Sure.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
So Robert admitted to his wife, Andy, that, you know, he sends innocent, flirty text messages to his ex-girlfriend from 20 years ago. So she went online to read them because he didn't think anything of it. And she did read them and she found them to be, it bothered her.
Right.
She's like, yeah, I know you're both married. I know you say it's innocent. I know you say it's just, you know, giggly and funny and it's like reminiscing about high school, but it's bothering me. And he says she's overreacting.
Listen, it's like taking a crowbar and putting it in Pandora's box. You might not swing it all the way open, but you're kind of moving it around there. You're creating a little bit of space.
What side are you on this morning? You think she's overreacting? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, I'm on the husband's side this morning. I agree with him. I feel that if it was a deal, he would be hiding it from his wife. It's okay to have contact with old friends or old girlfriends and boyfriends. It's just Facebook. Everybody does it.
I don't know if I believe that everybody flirts with other people. There's not a single message I have with an ex in my Facebook that I'm flirting with them whatsoever.
Me neither.
Yeah, having, you know, friends with people that you had past relationships with, of course, that's fine. There's no problem with that. But
right.
Flirty little antidotes, there's a difference. You know when you're flirting and people know when you're flirting. That's what makes flirting so fun.
Yeah,
Right. If you want to chime in, too, call us at 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Maybe you agree. It's no big deal. That's why he mentioned it so casually. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Before we get started on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, I just want to let you know I got an AP breaking news alert. All 12 children, along with the coach, have been rescued from the Thai cave. It's finally over.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is an incredible story. Congratulations to everybody involved there. I know many people must be relieved.
Yeah, that, definitely when you use the word heroes, those divers, those Navy SEALs, and everybody involved in that whole production, they deserve a big round of applause this morning. But back to the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Andy called in because she said that her husband admitted to her he was sending flirty Facebook messages to an ex. He said it's all innocent. They broke up 20 years ago.
Yeah, he actually termed her as a friend with benefits. So this is somebody that he's intimate with all these years ago and for some reason is exchanging pleasantries and stories with. Hey, remember that time? I don't know if that's ever going to be okay.
Do you think she's making a bail idea out of nothing? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, Anna and Raven. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I am on her side for sure. This guy is totally disrespectful to his wife, and all this is doing is feeding his ego. He's a huge jerk, and he better be real careful because this she's probably not going to forget this anytime soon.
Yeah. You know, she brings up a good point. It's like, the minute your wife says, hey, this is bothering me, then what's the big deal? Just stop talking to that person.
And he gets more defensive. In the call. I mean, I will say that is it was Robert basically attempts to dismiss it by bulldozing right over how she feels about it. That's not going to be effective.
Yeah, but some guys are like that. They're just combative. One of my girlfriends has a husband like that, and I never understand why. Just listen to her. But some guys are just programmed like that, I think.
It's true.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, I'm on the side of the wife because I do not think that she's overreacting. I think she has every right to be mad because she's the first priority and he married her. And if he's hooking up with any other girl in the past, she should have known about it before she even married him.
Right. Well, thank you so much for the call. I think that it's not hiding exes. I think it's a matter of, and although I don't agree with giving your resume.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what she's talking about. I'm just going to say this. It's disrespectful. The person that you share your life with tells you what you're doing is hurting me, and you're disregarding it for your fun, flirty text message or social media conversation. It's wrong.
Yep. Hey, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. That's not going to wash with me. No friends. No.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. She's like, you know what? I don't ever want you to look at another woman again. You see this? This is all you get for the rest of your life. You see it? I hope you like it.
Have no friends.
Yep.
Have no friends whatsoever.
Ever.
Ever. Ever.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Andy, our audience agreed with you. Robert, you crossed the line. And even just because you admitted that you were having a conversation with an ex doesn't make it all right.
It's whatever. I wasn't planning on, like, continuing it. We just got to be Facebook friends, and we're just catching up a little bit, so it's whatever.
Yeah, well, you sound pretty caught up to me.
You're going to have to dial it down, babe.
Cut the crap, and I will. I mean, this is obviously an issue.
Well, what I think we should do is we should check in with Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. I remember her saying one time, Facebook is cited in an incredible amount of divorces nowadays.
Sure.
So I'm curious what her thoughts are on all this. We're going to get to that coming up after Can't Be Raven this morning right here on Star 99.9. If you found out that your husband was sending quasi-inappropriate messages to an ex on Facebook, how upset would you be? Star 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. That happened this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, and that's why joining us, we have Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. You could hear her here every weeknight on Cover to Dr. Laura Berman. This dude, he swears that it's not really cheating. He was just being flirty.
Wow.
He hasn't seen her in 20 years. What's the big deal? It's making their relationship stronger.
That's the thing that I think is really the interesting part of his argument. He's like, you're reaping the rewards. We're just chatting, having fun online, and we're both aware of the situation, and then I'm bringing all the goods back to you. And and it's interesting to hear, you know, I think what you think about this.
Well,
Okay. In isolation, I think there is truth to what he says from the standpoint of the energy of being out in the world and innocently being the operative word, flirting and maybe seeing someone really handsome or pretty or whatever, and like being in that energy, just the possibilities and what that gins up in you and bringing that home, I think that can be part of a healthy relationship and can be a big part of keeping kind of that energy between you alive. However, it is a totally different animal when it's an ex-girlfriend. Mm. And this is why Facebook is being cited in 1 in 5 divorces now, because things are a little lackluster in your relationship, or you're fighting a lot, or you're in conflict, or you're feeling stuck. You go on Facebook or some other form of social media, you connect with that first love or that old love, you start talking about your relationship woes, you start flirting, and then you start investing the energy that you should be investing in your relationship and rebuilding that or fixing that in this fantasy of really not only who that person might be, but who you were back then. That's what it's about, even more than the person.
I'm exactly the same. Come on, Anna. I'm exactly the same as I was 20 years ago.
Dr. Laura Berman, our relationship expert, joining us this morning on Star 99.9.
I don't know. I always think
I'm twice the person that I was.
No, the carefreeness, the feelings of that new love, the first kind of growing up and the excitement of that and all of that energy that you felt back then that maybe feels distant in a long-term relationship.
Yeah, I get
reconnect with.
So let's flip it. Let's say you are the wife that discovers this, right? How do you talk to your husband about this? Because I would feel like I would just freak out. I would just, you know, there would be no calmness to me about this conversation. But is there a right or wrong way?
I mean, I agree with you. It's a breach. And maybe he didn't intend it. Maybe he really means it that he thought it was innocent. But here's the deal. Every couple, I think, need to have a very clear conversation about social media comportment, you know, behaviors. Like, is it okay for us to be friends? My husband and I agreed early on in social media world when we first started that neither one of us were going to be friends on social media with our exes. We're just not. We don't need to be.
They got rules.
And, you know, we have each other's passwords, but we never check, or at least I never check. Maybe he checks, but he never finds anything if he does. And, you know, there's nothing to hide. Our general rule, and I think every monogamous couple's rule should be that neither one of us are texting, writing, behaving, speaking, acting in a way with, in our case, someone of the opposite sex that we wouldn't do with our partner standing right there.
Right.
It's our rule of thumb.
Good advice as always. If you ever want to talk to Dr. Laura Berman, you can call her 855-5-UNCOVER.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.